Hi, this is Kira Tucker reading my poem, After Fuseli's Nightmare. The picture depends on the story you tell. One account claims she met Fuseli bound for London from Rome. Not crossing Europe, I've gone just as far, wandering into wanting a girl I'd only ever hold in verse. Yes, we make art of the ones we've lost, but do our portraits figure them immortal or perpetually petrified as she seems now, draped, splayed, slain? Which is it exactly? I am hers, and have her I will, he wrote, recalling a dream lurid enough to make it seem true. I want my work seen in softer contrast. This harsh chiaroscuro thrusts an aching white against the dark that veils all else. No need for the metaphor here. Blackness as scandal, evil, the myth of ape-like goblins who rape a fair maiden by mounting her sleeping ribs. Or perhaps it's only a nightmare. The picture depends on the story you seek. Mine began in Virginia, still a British possession when this artwork was finished. Why the personal turn here? What in this painting makes me see myself those summers ago, working at a slave estate turned college campus? It isn't the mayor, white shot eyes, head wedged into view, who looks like those foals I saw in the hills, rearing in midnight fear as I brace to feel the ruin of hooves against my spine. Burden on the heart is how one historian captured the trespassing creature the painter's wild beast pursues. I never bothered the dormant horse's stable, but my presence in this kind of country conveys a certain threat. Fuseli's symbols make it clear, of course, this strange brown thing, its round face and frown mouth, the image of nighttime terror. This isn't a poem about desire so much as the haunting that follows. In his first draft, a beloved poses portrait style, but then the canvas was flipped, restarted, as if its artist said, this time you'll fall the way I did. Legs strained abed as if frozen mid-run, a topaz pendant wreathing the neck, nameless empty bedside vials. Such details formed a sight so gainful, its author devised the tableau twice. Can craft's demands truly lessen our longing? I want to hear her speak. It's like awaiting a ghost's reply. After work, we'd walk the grounds and find it eerily easy to summon scenes of the past. I can't explain this seeking after what could only leave me hurt or worse. On that sojourn north, I was colored by love's tragic palette, surrounded by nothing but woods and white faces. I saw how every dream can be a kind of nightmare. This piece shows only the moments of terror or loss, but doesn't an oeuvre define an artist? How much do I share Fuseli's desire to live like his muse, unmoored from vain aspirations? But with black on my back, I'm less her match and more the monster's. Is it always the same? Forgive these indulgences of the unconscious. How poetic obsession retreads the same paths. I did not design this grim stage in my mind, its playhouse red drapes, its striking white light.